Ja, hej Daniel.
Tjena Per.
Välkommen tillbaka till Bara Kaffe.
Tack så mycket, välkommen tillbaka, du med.
Tack. Vi är ju fortfarande i Costa Rica, eller hur?
Ja.
Det här ska vara avsnitt 13B. Precis. En fortsättning på 13A som handlade på omvägar. Tog vi oss till Costa Rica, det var en utsvävning mot kaffets resa dit. Så var, hängde vi där lite och pratade med Mario som är producent och Ricardo som är exportör, eller hur?
Exakt.
Och idag ska vi fortsätta. Och avsnittet ser ju lite annorlunda ut än vad det brukar göra.
Precis. Det här kommande avsnittet har så mycket substans i sig. Så ibland är det bättre att bara spela upp allt som är sagt.
Just det. Det här är bara kaffe med Per och Ricardo idag.
Ja, exakt.
Så kliver du.
Jag sitter på avbrytarbänken och bara njuter. Och
dricker kaffe.
Ja.
Jag vet inte, du har den bästa rollen tycker jag. Ja, så ja, det här blir det. Ja, men ska vi köra?
Ja, vi kör. Varsågoda och njut.
Ja, ni kan också sätta er med en kopp kaffe och lyssna in när jag pratar med Ricardo som gör sitter det. I Costa Rica.
Hi to everyone. So this is Ricardo Asofeifa Mora. I am a guy who born in Costa Rica. I am so happy to share with you a small time today.
And what you work in coffee? What do you do? What's your profession?
At this point, I don't know. I'm just a coffee lover. Yeah, I'm just a coffee lover. You know something? Because I am involved in many things. So I am roasting coffee in Costa Rica for local consumption. This is one of my biggest dreams. Because, you know, Costa Rica has a good name as international way, as a coffee producer country. But we need to insist and continue working hard in Costa Rica inside to change the way we consume coffee. Then producing coffee, I have the huge privilege to produce coffee. I have the great chance to name me as producer too. Like 10 years ago, sorry, 15 years ago, I become as a barista. But nowadays, I don't know how to operate an espresso machine right now. I need to get back. And I am working as an exporter, mostly. Recently, 5 years ago, I started to work in this wonderful world named exportation coffee.
Exactly, and that's how we do business. It's not how we know each other, but that's how we actually interact.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
All right, but so as an exporter, how do you have like a usual day? What do an exporter do?
Okay, so we wake up very early in Costa Rica, mostly 6 a.m. So the first thing you have to do before to wash your mouth is to check it out your emails, to see what is happening all around to you, what is happening in Europe, what is happening in Asia, and what kind of information required your partners in different countries. So we are so lucky to export to different countries like Sweden, for example, to Café Raven, and we have been exporting to Australia, Japan, South Korea, Canada, USA. So it means you have to be in contact regularly with all the people that are supporting you in the last 5 years. So many of our customers are requiring, continuously or constantly, fresh information about the lots they are buying. So we must too be in contact with the coffee producers that are supporting us in our country. So it means you have to be in middle of that necessities of the people are roasting Costa Rican coffee in an international way, and you have to be in contact with the coffee producers, attending other kind of requirements like payments, like financing, also attending some questions about or regarding of quality, varieties, because also I am involved and produce some varieties that we consider that can be key of success in order to have more diversity, more complexity and flavors in the very next short future.
Cool. So yes. So you're like the spider in the web between the buyer and the producer.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good image about the regular day of a kind of exporter that want to do something different, because the most exporter are sitting in their office waiting for samples and just copying, sending emails, sending samples, and okay, the life can be stress, the life can be cool, but it's not the same. You have to be involved deeper and deeper than others that are working in a regular way. So we want to do something great in our country. We have a new generation of coffee producers that require more information, more details. And this, in the same way, our roasters are pushing us for more details because they want to recognize better prices for everybody, but also they deserve any special treatment.
So you're saying you're not you are not an ordinary exporter.
I don't want to be recognized as an ordinary. I really want to do something different than others. So we are a new generation of coffee exporter. So that's why we have farm, we have the exportation, we have the nursery to create the varieties that can be more unique about flavor, about complexity, production, tolerant against to disease. So this is different.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about future. I'm thinking not just about what is the next for the 2 months. I'm thinking of what is the next for 20 years.
Yeah. Are there other exporters in Costa Rica thinking in this way, or is it you?
Yeah, I think right now it's happening and people are seeing that model. And I think we can create a kind of new movement.
Yeah, new way of being.
Absolutely. And if the regular exporter did not react in time, I think we will have a very extended land of possibilities, because coffee producers along the story of coffee production in Costa Rica are feeling quite alone. And when you are doing that kind of support, you can finally get first, more friends, second, the best partners ever. Because I don't want to create just a relationship between a producer and exporter for 1 year. Mm-mm. Something that I really appreciate with my partners, because they are not customers, they are not suppliers, they are my friends too, is to have the possibilities to visit them at them home and to drink a coffee, to enjoy the life of their families and exchange what is happening in our country, what is happening in our communities, to talk, to enjoy the life together, to create something together. So when you're thinking about that, and when you do not force that kind of movement, and this is natural, this fluid in a natural way, the people can appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the people recognize that, they said, I want to be part of this dream and movement too.
And when you say people recognize that, you mean the producers?
Yeah.
Because that's your people.
that's my lovely people that I admire a lot.
So do I. They're doing the hardest job.
I don't know. I think the producer is the base of everything in this chain, value chain. And what we are doing is just to understand first what they are doing on behalf of us and how we can support them a little bit more in order to be everybody successful.
Mm-hmm.
Or success, sorry.
So do you know how many exporters there is in Costa Rica?
Well, we have around 60.
60? Big, yes. Big and small.
I think you have to remember Costa Rica is 5 million persons in a population. So we are like an estate of a regular European country or a small province in a huge country of Europe or United States, for example. If you compare Costa Rica with an estate in United, we are kind of a small estate of. When you mention 60 in a small country, it's a lot.
Yeah. How is that divided between men and women? You know?
Mostly are men. Absolutely, yes. Mostly are men. Yeah. But recently we are seeing how the women are taking the power and raising their hands and we are so lucky to see the new generation of coffee producers, the daughters of the, how to say, people that has a four generation producing coffee, now are taking the flag of their micro mills, of their communities. Girls between 20 to 30 years old are taking courses of cupping, roasting, exporting, and they are, please do not share with them, they are more efficient than us. They are super, super efficient.
Is it hard to become an exporter?
Or how, in Costa Rica?
Yeah.
Come on.
We have
an expression, everything is complex and complicated too. For one reality in this small country, we have perhaps the highest cost to live in the area. We have more than 30 to 40% up difference prices of fuel, social security, taxes. We can be recognized as international way as a country that pay the highest charge of taxes, believe me. But we continue living in a, how to say, second countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you need to pay a lot of money for everything, and the incomes you can get at the end of the year is not that much big. So this is complicated in order to have stability, economical stability, to finally increase the volume of coffee you export, to offer to other guys the chance to work with you. So because of that, it's so complex.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to be in order with many government institutions to finally operate with all the permissions that this country is asking for. This is good because we can work in a very stable social country,
mm-hmm.
with peace, with acceptable highways, but we are struggling because the financing, the worst thing about in our country is that financing. We need to be support more by the government in financing area,
mm-hmm.
to finally see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
This is the complication in here.
Yeah. So
nothing different than you, I think.
No, I think it's it's the pros and cons of having a. The upside is socially stable and safe and good place to live, but it comes with a price, and it's a lot of bureaucracy involved.
Mm-hmm.
But when you export coffee, you're going to move green coffee out of Costa Rica and send it to Sweden. What is there taxes involved there? Is there costs? What institutes are involved?
Mostly the Costa Rican Coffee Institute, and this is not that much that we have to pay, but we are glad to pay it because we are recognizing their jobs and all their logistic on behalf of our coffee. Institutionality, I think this is the new word, mm-hmm. that we have been recently create for this podcast. we have to pay around 2.5% per each bag we export, and they distribute that in three different areas: research, quality control, and promotion, international coffee promotion. This is so special. Perhaps the Costa Rican Coffee Institute is one of the most and efficient institute we have in Costa Rica. Every single coin they receive, they invest it well in order to have that sustainability that we are talking, because in Costa Rica, around 78% of the final price you get as exporter is going directly to the coffee producer.
Mm-hmm.
And that allowed so much to the coffee producers to continue doing their jobs, attending their families, attending their farms, their micro mills, reinvesting. So that's why we paid happy all the taxes with Costa Rican Coffee Institute,
mm-hmm.
or to Costa Rican Coffee Institute.
What's the main reason you became an exporter, Ricardo?
Good question. Really good question. I started to compete in 2010 as a barista. I represent Costa Rica two times.
In the World Barista Championship.
Yeah, in the World Barista Championship, and I want to get back. I really want to compete again. I will let you know later on. In 2012, I was competing in Austria with my partner. At that time we weren't, Yes, we were good friends, like nowadays. And she thought, come on, Ricardo, we are so lucky. We are in the middle of a huge international barista community. We are meeting, we have friends of different countries in the world that really like specialty coffees, that really understand the specialty coffees. And you know, Ricardo, we also are so lucky because we know very well a coffee community of producers in our country. So why we have not the chance to connect all of them in just one community, named Cien Libras, our coffee exporter company? And I said, for sure. At that time, we have no name or idea about how to start to produce, but that's why we started to work in exporting coffee, because we saw a great opportunity to cooperate with a huge community of coffee lovers that can recognize, understand, and support the coffee producers that are doing that greatest job.
I see. Would you, the part of the coffee that you work in Costa Rica, is that specialty coffee only, or is it partly specialty coffee? Or would you, how would you define your niche in of the greens you sell, the stuff you do?
Rebecca and I, we determinate, we saw and we are getting the chance to around 25 families that has different characteristics that can demonstrate to our partners that they really produce specialty coffees. First of all, most of them has farms between 1400 meters above sea level to 2200. So that allow us to get the main production of strictly hard beans. Strictly hard beans means coffees that the ripeness happen during the dry period, where you can get highest concentration of sugar, where you can get extraordinary behavior of acidity inside of the cup, where you can have many floral aromatic things in your cups, sweetness, chocolate. So everything is about taste. Then also we are supporting people that understand how to do different milling techniques, different techniques of processes coffee. Honey ones, fully washed, double fully washed, anaerobic fermentation, and recently maceration, carbonic maceration. For example, we are supporting and we are promoting them because that community has coffees that scoring more than 85. Some cases we are seeing coffees that has scoring like 90s or 92, but sometimes it's brutal to describe a coffee just because the numbers.
Yeah.
To me, the most important is the complexity. When you drink a coffee that doesn't taste like a regular coffee, it's my coffee preference, and this can be success with that coffee community that we recognized and identified 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. When you drink a coffee like that tastes like papaya, mango, jasmine tea, let me see, banana, dehydrated banana, raisin, peach, apricot, strawberry. You are not drinking regular coffee. You are not drinking anymore. Coffees, regular coffees. This is really special coffee produced by special people, because special people deserve special coffees too.
That's, you're such a poet, but you, and you're true, and it's, yeah, but it's true. I totally agree with you. I think you have a very good definition and good focus on what makes specialty specialty. It's always the people.
Yeah, everything is about how you can connect people face to face.
I had a bunch of questions, but you just answered them when talking, so I don't have to ask them. We had like questions on a lot of the stuff that you just talk about naturally. So I'm happy.
I'm happy too. I'm happy to be here. Sharing a little bit of our lifestyles, what we believe. I think so. This is nice. So we are working in something that we really believe, we really love. We are insisting, we are giving our best energy to this project. We start sometimes at 4:30 a.m. when I visit the farm, and I'm finished to work at around 10 p.m. And you know something? I have nothing to regret. Nothing. Because I am happy to work in this industry. Something that I really recognize about my job and my opportunity is that I am doing this because I believe we can change lives. So when you give the chance to somebody else, no matter if you know them, who, her and his, is, if that people can smile and you can when smile. They drink a cup of coffee that have a brand, a huge brand name, like your country. No matter it's Costa Rica, no matter it's Colombia, Kenya, Ethiopia, Uganda, Tanzania, no matter where it's coming from, but the people can smile, you're making the big difference.
Exactly. Thank you, Ricardo.
My entire pleasure. Please, I hope to continue talking with you whenever you want. Here in Costa Rica, in your country, I hope to visit you to finally understand more about the Sweden market. Seriously,
you're most welcome. You know it. Let's make it happen.
Ja, herregud. Det var allt som Ricardo hade att säga, kan man säga.
Exakt, ganska mycket ändå.
Ja, jag hoppas. Hoppas ni kan hänga med i samtalet.
Ja, det gjorde det. Sen får man, alltså kvaliteten är som den är. Han ringer ju från Costa Rica liksom.
Ja, precis.
Så att det får man ju ta med en nypa salt.
Ja. Han ringde mig, eller han messade mig i natt faktiskt. Ricardo, och skrev, han skickade en rapport som vad är det? Agronom Jordbruksverket i Costa Rica hade skickat ut till kaffeproducenter och exportörer.
Okay.
Och förvarnat om prisförändringar där typ gödsel har gått upp med 700%.
Mm, ja, för han nämnde det i avsnittet också.
Så han säger att kaffet kommer, kostnaden för att producera i år kommer vara högre.
Mm.
Så tyvärr så måste du nog räkna med högre priser när skörden kommer.
Ja, just det. Men det har man ju sett lite i nyheterna redan här i Sverige, ja. Att kaffepriserna kommer stiga.
Ja. Mycket är ju inte för att kaffet blir väl totalt, utan att omkostnaderna runt omkring och transporterna går upp. Liksom.
Det är ju den frågan vi har nu.
Mm. Men det är inte, ska vi summera Costa Rica på något sätt? Eller ska vi bara säga att det här är två ganska spretiga avsnitt om Costa Rica?
Ja, men precis. Vi har fått lära oss mycket om mycket.
Ja.
Det är liksom både en bredd och ett djup.
Ja, det är skönt att vi inte kan ha en så röd tråd, men ändå hålla oss till ett tema.
Exakt, precis. Temat är den röda tråden.
Ja. Om ni känner att ni saknar någonting från Costa Rica eller vill ha något förtydligande, så kan ni bara höra av er till oss.
Yes.
Vi finns ju på sociala medier.
Ja, och så bara kaffe @gmail.com.
Jag tror det.
Ja.
Och bara kaffe på Instagram och Facebook.
Precis. Eller heter vi bara kaffepodcast @gmail.com.
Och medan Daniel hittar vår e-postadress. Ni som kan vara en e-postadress kan ju mejla till oss och säga vad den är.
Bara kaffepodcast @gmail.com.
Snyggt.
Är vår adress.
Mycket bra.
Helt enkelt. Tack så mycket för att ni lyssnade på de här två avsnitten, och så hoppas vi att det kommer ut fler avsnitt i framtiden.
Hoppas jag.
Ja, ha det gott.
Hej.
Hej.